One of the most important aspects of the Love Yourself Leaner program is that there are no food rules and no food restrictions. Sometimes this can be really hard to wrap your head around, can't it? Several people have asked how they can make more healthy food choices during their open window. What if we use the freedom from food rules to indulge in too much junk food? If I could show you a gentle, effective strategy that helps you make healthy choices without losing freedom from food rules, would you be interested? This week, I invite you to focus on these two things and notice what a difference it makes and the freedom it brings as you trust yourself to make healthy choices and love yourself leaner with every bite. This week, I want you to use the permission strategy. Try this now. Think about any foods you've been eating that have perhaps been making you feel guilty or like you're cheating or falling off the wagon. Remember, those are obsolete concepts now that you have stepped out of a diet mentality. Let yourself really feel the urge to eat something that you have labeled unhealthy. Imagine that you're in that situation now, feeling what you felt, seeing what you saw, hearing what you heard, and notice if there was a sense of restriction or rebellion, or I shouldn't do this, but scan your body and notice if you feel restricted in any way. Notice where you feel the tension of being drawn to something you shouldn't have. As you think about that food, I just want you to think the word permission to yourself as you experience the gentle sensation of allowing beginning to flow through your body. Allow that constricted feeling to soften and loosen and relax as if a gentle wave of permission is flowing through you. Imagine reaching for that food with a sense of complete and total freedom. Putting it in your mouth, feeling it on your tongue, truly tasting it, savoring it. As you experience this, I'm curious if you're aware how much easier it is to love yourself leaner when you bring the concept of permission into your eating experiences. Permission is the antidote to food rules. When you step out of the trance of craving and into the presence of permission and truly tasting your food, you will not get trapped in a cycle of too much junk food because it just loses its appeal when you're fully present as you eat. Strategy number two is tiny habits. You're already familiar with this concept because you've made your self-hypnosis power suggestions based on this principle. When you try to eat healthy and stop eating junk food, you set yourself up for failure. One of the first things I learned when I studied hypnosis was to use the word try when I wanted someone to fail. I could say, try to keep your fingers apart and notice that the harder you try, the closer they move together. When you adopt the permission strategy, it releases the trying that created forbidden fruit syndrome before. Using the tiny habit strategy allows you to love yourself leaner without having to make big changes that almost always add up to failure. Here's how it works. When you ask yourself this one simple question, what is the one thing I can do to be kind to myself with this meal? When you're at the grocery store, when you're making your shopping list, you can ask, what is one thing I can add to my list that will let me love myself leaner? Do you notice how this shifts the tone from should to get to? The questions we ask ourselves are incredibly powerful. So ask yourself, how can I be really kind to me? And be sure to take very small incremental steps rather than trying to change everything at once. You may just add one veggie to your open window or eat one less bite of something that's not optimal for your body. It's so important to keep it small and simple. And please remember the very most important part. Celebrate and congratulate yourself for every tiny healthy choice. This makes it easier and automatic to make more and more healthy choices. Be gentle with yourself, my friend. Some people in the group have mentioned that they were feeling great about their progress and noticing a difference, and then started to feel bloated or puffy, and they were tempted to open their window, especially in the evenings. I can so relate to this. We can be such emotion-driven creatures, can't we? I've had weeks where one day I'll look in the mirror and feel great about myself, and the very next day I'll put on a pair of jeans and feel like I'm smushed into them. It feels like my weight has fluctuated 10 pounds in 24 hours. There are so many things that might be coming into play here. Hormones, environmental factors, water retention from something we ate, or strenuous exercise the day before. Or our perception might just be off. We're filtering what we see in the mirror through the emotion of something that's going on in our life, and we're literally hallucinating the image in front of us. I've known gorgeous, seemingly perfect people who couldn't stand the way they looked because they had hypnotized themselves to negatively hallucinate every time they looked in the mirror or saw a picture of themselves. This is why self-love is so important. One of the Love Yourself Leaner participants recently shared that she looked in the mirror and admired her body. I thought, how awesome. I've been moving toward and teaching self-love for years, and it's brought so much freedom. But what if we take it to the next level and admire our body exactly as it is now? Society has taught us to criticize ourselves into changing, and evidence proves that this doesn't work. It is right to love and admire yourself, to send gratitude to your legs for moving you through life, to your arms for lifting things. What if we go beyond ignoring our smushy parts and actually send them love, gratitude, and even admiration? The theme of this week is to stop trying and start being kind to ourselves. Trying has got us where we are. When we do it differently, we can expect different results. Window eating yields slow and steady results that set you free from the insulin events that used to keep you heavy. It takes a little longer than crash diets to get to your goal, but you will shrink at a slow and steady rate if you stay with it. Focus on what you enjoy about this lifestyle and focus on the non-scale victories, the clarity that you have, the energy, all of the beneficial things, the freedom from food rules. When it feels like you're going at a turtle's pace, or maybe even like you've gone backwards, step back and look at the big picture. You are resetting your hormone levels and your metabolism so that once you get to your goal, and you will get to your goal, you get to stay there from now on without the struggle, with a peaceful relationship with food and your body. It is so worth it, my friend. So if you catch yourself feeling critical or discouraged, love yourself leaner by sending gratitude to that magnificent body of yours and celebrating every kind decision, no matter how small. Please read the Q&A section when you look through this week's PDF downloads, because you'll find more encouragement there. And please continue to ask your questions and get help around obstacles in the Facebook group. I am here for you. If you're enjoying the support and community of this group and you're worried about what happens at the end of this round of Love Yourself Leaner, I've got you covered. You get lifetime access to the members area where you're watching this video right now. The Facebook group will be archived at the end of this round of Love Yourself Leaner, which means there won't be any new posts, but you will have access to all the content that's been posted so far. That's another reason it's so important to ask your questions before the end of this round. If you want ongoing coaching and support from me and an incredible family-like community like this one, you should come and join the Trancy Tuesday group, where you can continue to post and get coaching from me and encouragement from others in the private Facebook group, as well as a powerfully healing weekly group hypnosis session. You can learn all about it in the link below this video. I would love to have you in the Trancy Tuesday family. Do you want to learn another powerful mindset tool? This one is one of my favorites because it is so gentle and easy and super effective. Did you know that it only takes 90 seconds for an emotion to move through the body? food cravings, discouragement, feelings of wanting to throw in the towel, guilt, anxiety, and frustration are all emotions. Yes, cravings are an emotion. If someone had told me this when I was a hairstylist working 12-hour shifts, I never would have believed them. I would spend the entire day craving food and preoccupied by thoughts of brownies or cheesecake. 90 seconds? Brain researcher Jill Bolte Taylor says, quote, "When a person has a reaction to something in their environment, there's a 90-second chemical process that happens in the body. After that, any emotional remaining response is just the person choosing to stay in that emotional loop. Something happens in the external world, and chemicals are flushed through the body, which puts it on full alert. For those chemicals to totally flush out of the body, it takes less than 90 seconds. This means that for 90 seconds, you can watch the process happening. You can feel it happening, and then you can watch it go away. After that, if you continue to feel fear, anger, cravings, and so on, you need to look at the thoughts you are thinking that are re-stimulating the circuitry that is resulting in you having this physiological reaction over and over again." End quote. Here's the thing. When we experience ongoing cravings or guilt or anxiety, etc., it's usually because we're keeping it stuck with our thoughts, or we're resisting it and trying not to feel it. Doing this is like kinking a hose. The emotion wants to move through us, but we're keeping it stuck by ignoring it and telling ourselves a story about it. When we simply look at it and acknowledge it, it moves through and is flushed away. The powerful technique I'm about to teach you is called urge surfing, and it works because it lets you acknowledge the discomfort, or some people would call it outright pain, of a craving or an urge to throw in the towel or a self-critical thought. And that gentle acknowledgement allows it to move through and out of the body so you can move into a state of peace. Will you walk through this with me right now? I'd like you to start by clenching your shoulders up a bit. Allow your breathing to become a little bit shallow and high in the chest, and maybe clench your jaw a little bit. I'm giving you the recipe for cravings and anxiety right now. And let yourself think a self-critical thought. Think about when those jeans feel a little tight, or you look in the mirror and see something you don't like. Go ahead and think that self-critical thought right now that lets you understand how you've been keeping this feeling in place. Pause the video if you need a moment to really let yourself go there. Good. Now, I want you to notice the intensity of this feeling on a scale of 1 to 10. Notice where you feel this feeling in the body. Now, simply imagine you could drop into that feeling and say, "I see you." You're not trying to manage it. You're not trying to make it go away. You're simply acknowledging and observing it. While you breathe, just notice. Notice the way your body responds to your attention. I have a sense that this attention is an acknowledgement of the hurting part of us, perhaps our inner child who's been crying out for attention. When we shift our attention to the uncomfortable feeling, it allows that child to feel seen in a way that allows the feeling to shift and transform and release. So notice how your body has shifted now. Notice how that feeling has changed on a level of 1 to 10. Incredible, isn't it? No trying involved. I'd like you to take 30 seconds and write down the next time you will use this powerful mindset tool of urge surfing. It could be for an emotion of wanting to throw in the towel, cravings, feelings of self-doubt or frustration. You can use this for anything. You'll find that I've added urge surfing to your mindset tools cheat sheet this week. I would love for you to share where you'll use it in the comments below, or come share in the Facebook group.